sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 10 kuLwezi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, elemelika selilungiselela ukuthi umnumzana Donald Trump onqobe kukhetho lukamongameli wemelika ngeviki edluleyo aqalise umsebenzi iningi emhlabeni jikelele lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe uza kuba lomthelela bani emazweni alo.
Wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhondakhondle Afrika afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria, iZimbabwe ingubani yona?
Sizakuzwa eziphathelane lokholo lwesiKristu.
Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinazo isiliva negolide, kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi phakama uhambe.
Kwezemidlalo sixoxa noNozinti owake waba lodumo uNonjabulo Dube.
Ngathi nje uFreedom Stars anthetho ukukhompela la izinto zazi-right, but ngikhompela wathi ithi yami ayivumi for iligue South Africa. Okuningi ngangi-exam wathi lokhu yini engenza, but umzimba.
Zonke lezi ndaba ezigoqela ezabatsha, ezamasiko ziyalandela. Kulandela ukunqoba ukukhetho lukamongameli eMelika kukamnumzana Donald Trump owebandla le-Republican Party ngeviki edluleyo enqoba unkosikazi Kamala Harris owe-Democratic Party, iningi lizibuza ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe ungaba lomthelela bani kwele Zimbabwe lezwekazi le-Afrika. Sixoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe ngalolu daba.
Umbuso kamongameli Trump asilindelanga tshintsho olutheni. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi kungu-Donald Trump lona esimaziyo ongashintshanga, i-Afrika ayizange itsho lutho kuye. Ngiyacabanga lokuthi namanje kuncane esingakulindela ku-Donald Trump singama-Afrika, siyizwe leZimbabwe. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhondla khondle Afrika afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria, iZimbabwe ingubani yona? Kukhangeleke ukuthi G20 izoba nomhlangano wayo la eSouth Africa. Kukhangeleke ke ngamehlo amakhulu ukuthi kuyobonakala yini ukuthi uDonald Trump uzoza, ngoba ekubuseni kwakhe kwangaphambili waze waphela umbuso engazange walivakatshela lele le-Afrika. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi ezoza eSouth Africa kulowo mhlangano, kusho ukuthi sesizobona ke lapho ukuthi ngabe kukhona yini azabuya ekumumethe, aza kukhuluma ngeZimbabwe, ngokuqhubeka eZimbabwe, nangezwekazi lonke nje jikelele le-Afrika.
Sesikhangela umhlaba wonke jikelele, kuyini esingakubona ngombuso kamnumzana Donald Trump?
Esingakubheka la ngombuso kaDonald Trump emhlabeni nasezwekazi lase-Afrika, yikuthi mhlawumbe ukuzuza esingathi siza kuzuza kuDonald Trump yikuthi akusiyo ndoda ethanda izimpi, asiyo ndoda ethanda ukulwa namanyamazwe. Ngicabanga ukuthi nje lokho kukodwa umhlaba siza ubona kuncipha izimpi, ngoba izimpi ezikhona emhlabeni zixhaswa yiAmerica, zinokwenza neAmerica. Ungabheka impi eqhubekayo lapha since 2022 eRussia neUkraine. Umuntu onikeza amandla ukuthi liyanimpi siyibone ilokho iqhubeke njalo iAmerica. Sibuke manje okwenzeka laphayana eIsrayeli namaPalestine eGaza eLibanon. Umuntu oxhase kakhulu liyanimpi ebuhlungu kangaka, ebula amaJuda, ebulala izingane nabantu abangomama ngaphandle kosi. Konke lokhuyana ngamaAmerica kuxhasa. esingakuzwa ke sikubone futhi kwenzeka ngaphansi kombuso ka Donald Trump ukuthi singabona izinto ezifana naleziyana ziya ziphela njengobani eke wakusho nje naku campaign yakhe ukuthi yena uma engakhethwa noma engakagcotshwe sengu president elect wathembisa ukuthi impi yase Ukraine nase Russia uzayimisa sibhekeleke ukuthi umhlaba uzake unciphe kuzimpi ezinye ezingadingekanga kuzimpi ezinye eziza nobungozi bokuthi ngelinye ilanga singabona sekusetshenziswa izikhali ze news eze nuclear phela ezingabhisa umhlaba ezingalethe imkhuhlane eminingi ebantwini kodwa ke amazwe abanjengabo Europe ngicabanga ukuthi bona hawo bahlalele evalweni manje ngoba siyazi ukuthi ke uDonald Trump akazwanani kakhulukazi neNATO iNATO lena inhlanganyela ye security yamazwe angentshonalanga nje ungumuntu ukuthi ukuza kwakhe kuNATO akusizo zindaba ezinhle kakhulu lezo asizo not nje futhi ezinhle kakhulu asizo ndaba ezinhle kubo lokhu kungena kwa Donald Trump size futhi ke kubudlelwane beAmerica neChina uhlala bomungcuke buzoba mungcuke kakhulu ngaphansi kwa Donald Trump akezwani kahle hle namaChina kodwa ukuthi kungagcina sekusiya empini angikholwa kangako sibe sesisiza ke ezwekazi laseAfrica izwekazi laseAfrica siyazi ukuthi kunento leyana ukuthiwa iAGOA iAfrican Growth Opportunity iAGOA leyi uDonald Trump azange nje watshengisa ukuyithanda ukusebenza kwakhe lokhana kwakuqala nxa esazobuyela ekuso lesiyana sinyathelo sakhe sibona ukuthi izwe lazi laseAfrica kunengi ke eliza kuswela akadeli kuzuza ngaphansi kweAGOA ngoba uTrump wahoxisa kakhulu imisebenzi eyenziwa yizwekazi laseAmerica emazweni omhlaba ukusho ukuthi ke ukungazuzi kweAGOA kuzokuthinta amazwe amaningi eAfrika ngoba kunengi nje imithelela ebakhona kuAGOA nakulawo mazwe angasiwo malunga ayo iAGOA yilapho ke embono ukuthi ke ukuza kwa Donald Trump asizo ndaba ezinhle kubantu basemhlabeni zindaba ezinhle kulabo abathanda uxolo abangathanda izimpi zindaba ezinhle kubo abantu baseAmerica ngobuningi ngoba uyabathembisa ke naku phuzu lokubavikela kwisecurity ukuthi kungalula achithe imali eningi evikela ama-American. So konke ke lokho siyakubona ukuthi ukuza ka Donald Trump kuza kuqube izinto ezingezinhle emhlabeni kwabaningi kodwa ke ezinhle kuwo kanye ama-American.
Lo umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe esixoxelayo ecingweni eseJohannesburg wele South Africa. Ngesizwe eziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguTabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana Nkosikhona DVD ngokhetho lwemelika kanye nokungafundwa ngabatsha.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukubona abantu abasha besukumela phezulu endabeni zokhetho ngoba yibo abakhokheli bakusasa. Njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi baphatheke besasengabantu abatsha enhlelweni ezinje. Nginanzelele kakhulu eArizona State lapho engikhona ukuthi abantu abatsha yibade bekhankasa kakhulu especially lapha ku Arizona State University kula bantu abatsha abaningi kakhulu ubabona bemile emakhoneni bekhuluma labantu kumbe uyazihambela laba bakubuza hayi ubhalisile yini ukuvota ithuba lokuvota selikhona ungavota uphatheke enhlelweni lezi belamadesk abanye bekhuthaza njalo befundisa abantu abasha ukuthi babhalise ukuvota njalo baphatheke endleleni kuhle ukuthi emelika lapha abantu abasha basukumele phezulu ukudlula umnyaka oka-2020 wema-elections adlulileyo.
Sesikhangela imikhankaso yababili laba umnumzana Trump lonkosikazi eHarris ukunqoba kukamnumzana Trump kanye lokunqotshwa kukankosikazi eHarris kungabe kubangelwe yikuyini nxa sikhangela-ke imikhankaso yababili laba.
okuhle ngubone ngokhetho lwemeluka ukuthi khona ade bekhankasa laba uTrump loHarris bebesebenzisa wonke amathuba ade bewathola ukuthi babuthanise abantu bakhulume emaphephandabeni bakhulume labalandeli babo bekhulumisane labanye abantu lapha eArizona besibona bengena door to door bekhulumisana labantu bebatshela ngenhlelo zabo lalokho abafisa ukuthi bekwenze nxa bengangena kuhulumende. Into emqoka kakhulu engiyifundileyo engiyinanzelileyo njalo engiyijabuleleyo ngiyibona ukuthi ukhetho soluphelile, owinileyo sewinile. Ubukhokheli bona lobo buka Trump lo Kamala baxoxisene bakhulumisana kwa congratulatewana ukuthi hayi imelika yayiye phambili abantu bemelika bakhethe wena ukuthi ubakhokhele ngalesi sikhathi. Konkana kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba akufanelanga ukuthi sonke isikhathi sihlale sisekhethweni, sokuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenze. Njalo i-transition kayikho lula kulezi zinto eziningi ezenzakalayo ukuthi
abatsha eZimbabwe yiziphi izifundo abangazithola ukukhetho lwalonyaka olokudinga umongameli weMelika.
Mina engakukhuthaza abantu abatsha baseZimbabwe ukuthi asiphathekeni endleleni ezokuthuthukisa ilizwe. Nxa ngisitsho njalo ngithi kwesinye isikhathi kuphatheka kwakhona ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iparlamenti isebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi ucouncil usebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi uhulumende usebenza njani, kwesinye isikhathi ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iconstitution yethu yeZimbabwe imi njani, njalo ithini ngamalungelo abantu, ithini ngathi abantu abatsha. Ngiyakhumbula kathesi umsekelo sombutho sathi se-amendwa soku each province sile parliamentarian ongomela abantu abatsha. So i province nga province lo muntu oyedwa eyamsecondary ukuthi aye parliament ayemela abantu abatsha. So kuqhathekile ukuthi abantu abatsha basukumele phezulu bafunde yibo ubukhokheli bakusasa. So akulo obunye ubukhokheli okuzaba khona ngaphandle kwabantu abatsha kathesi ukuthi kumele bephathe ngenhlelweni lezi kuyancedisa kakhulu ukuthi bazwisise, bayancedisa kakhulu ukuthi layo bebuye lempono engancedisa ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili, njalo abantu nje jikelele eZimbabwe baphumelele.
Kusigaba sabatsha namhlanje besinomnumzana Nkosikhona Dibiti osakhulayo olapha eMelika, sixoxa ngodaba lokhetho kanye lokungafundwa ngabatsha. Asihlanganelinye esikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo Ntabo Kancube.
Siyabonga Taboka. Luyalandela uhlelo lwamasiko.
Senana masiko wena,
masiko wena.
Senana masiko wena.
Kwenza masiko lokuphila kwabantu suku zonke lami. Umthembo Sithembayo Gibbs Dube. Namhla ke ngilenyanga enkulu uDavid Mkhabenyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke kubulawayo. Baba Ngwenya kunjani baba?
Ngiyabonga.
Siyabona Ngwenya izulu kalikani. Kambe ukuthi alicelwanga izulu kumbe kukhona okulibambileyo?
Njalo ngiphosela ezinduleni, izinduna kuyadingakala ukuthi zikhiphe abantu babo abavele behambela lowo mlando wokuyacela amazolo, ukwenzela ukuthi bazakale ukuthi sisafilwa zinkomo singenza njani. Lo mlando wezinduna, izinduna zimele amasiko, ayisilo zinduna zepolitiki, mele amasiko abantu. Kulusiko ukuthi izinduna zikhipha abantu bayicela amazolo ezindaweni okucelwa khona
ikomo
sezihlele, abanye izibaya sezivalile.
Ye, singathi nxa sikhangela po, ye, kuyazwakala kakhulu baba Ngwenya. Pho njengoba kunje komile kunje, pho kuqalwa njani? Kumele kuqaliswe ngubani khonokho ukuthi kwenziwe nxa sikhuluma ngesintu sibi?
Azihambe azikhiphe abantu izinduna bayekhala ezindaweni ezitshiyeniyo nasemtyolo, ezindawo zemtyolo bayekhala ukwenzela ukuthi kube lobubelo. Izulu liyaduma nelele phezulu libe lemoya oyesabekayo, izindlu zithathwe, konke lokhu kuyadingakala ukuthi kuvithwe. Nxa kunomonakalo esigabeni abenkomo zishiyiwe inkosazana, kuyadingakala ukuthi nabo bantu babayifika endlini kwenzela induna ikwazi ukuthi esigabeni sayo kulomonakalo onje
bengaakholisa
ukutshayela izimota kathi izimota benzela ukuthi bayifike ezindaweni zonke kalula ugovernment kwenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi abanike izinyawo zokuhambisa.
Ye siyakhumbula baba ngwenya ukuthi iganga lalivele lihlanzwa uzokuthiwa ke kusafulwa izindlu zabothekwane kusazenziwa konke lokhu lalokhu kusayenziwa pho khonokho njengoba izulu lisala kangaka
kulokho okutshoyo izinto okudingakala ukuthi genziwe kungakabi neseula okhathesi wafika lapho kobulawayo uyabona kubothelwe amalembu esihlahleni kulamafulegi indawo zonke esingakwazi ukuthi lawo mafulegi amathalabhani yini konke khona lokho kuyadingakala ukuthi nemalokishini lapha abantu banezinduna zabo banemasobhuku wabo induna kayiyibuye ikhalime umasipala azake ayincithe nabe-z b c azake bayincithe induna ukuthi ayiphosele ilizwi lenhlonipho phakathi kwesizwe.
Kodwa ukuthi isizwe singakulandela yini khonokho na baba ngwenya bangakulandela abantu
ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka kodwa kufanele bakulandele na izinduna zisezakhuluma nombusi welizwe naye kutazi izinduna ukuthi aziphathe amasiko ngendlela.
Ye, elokugcina ungathini nxa ungaphosela ukugcina khona bongweni?
Elokugcina ngalisho ukuthi mina hayi ngezigaba ngezigaba akufika uyeni ngiyafika laphana elupanda ngithi idonki sezikhukhuza izihlahla idonki ziyacuba ngaso ukucuba idonki anhlo kufika ukuthi inkomo seziphelile yikho engingakusho ukuthi asizameni.
Ye leyo-ke inyanga enkulu umnumzana David Mukhabinyana Ngwenya konangale-ke kobulawayo ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalisemoyeni namhlanje ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lalelani ezinye inhlelo
ezilandelayo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Lamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama nguntungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni la namhlanje. Ekubongene kwami ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abantu balolu hlelo olwe Studio 7 abasilethela izindaba ezimnandi langanelanga. Njalo masiyolala silala siyazi ukuthi izwe lime kanjani, umhlaba ukanjani, amakhosi ethu asemhlabeni ame kanjani. Siyakubongela ke lokho. Bese ngibongela nabalandeli bonke nabafisa ukulandela iStudio 7. Ngiyababongela. Ngokutsho njalo ke ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje izenzo zabapostoli 3 eyiqala evesini lika-11 eyifundeka ngale ndlela. Esabambelele kuPetro noJohane bonke abantu bagijimela kubo emphemeni othiwa okaSolomone besaba kakhulu. Nayi indaba yanamhlanje ivesi nje elinye. Nayi indaba yanamhlanje ukhulunywa ngomuntu owayebambelele kula madoda amabili ngenxa yokugula kwakhe owayezale nakho kusukusela esishweni sikanina. Uma ebona la madoda amabili uyajabulela, uyabambelela kuwo la madoda lawa. Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinaso isiliva negolide, kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi, phakama uhambe. kuthi abantu ke bamangala abantu bagijimela kubo uJohane noPetros bemangele babaphendula koJohane noPetros bathi bona hayi kathi namangala kangaka nina abantu nimangalani akusiwona amandla ethu lawa ngamandla kaJesu lo enambulala laphinda namphika thina sathi uyaphila uyinkosi yamakhosi iyo la ayenze lo muntu aphakame ehambe ngegama likaJesu kuthi abantu ke bamangala kakhulu ukuhlala abantu ke bemangala into yemalanga namalanga abantu bahlala bemangala njalo ukuthi lapha kuyenzeka le kanjani bahlala bebuzane ke i-district yonke kuthi kathi laphana kwayenza kanjani abanye bebatsheleke kuthi hayi kwafika uJohane noPetros bevakatshela ethempelini emsebenzini wabapostoli lapho kwakuthandazwa khona bafika ke bayithela phezulu kwalo muntu owayeyisishosha ehlala lapha emnyango ebekwa ngabazali bakhe bona ke bafika bakhuleka umuntu waphakama wama ngeenyawo kuthiwa abantu bonke bagijimela lapho befuna ukwazi ukuthi kuyenze njani leyo into eyenzakalayo langa nelanga namhlanje isayenzakala bantu benkosi ebantwini abathandazayo namhlanje le nto isayenzakala abantu bathandazela umuntu ehluphekile abathandazayo bethandaza abantu abangathola imisebenzi bethola imisebenzi ngokuthandaza kuphela ngokutsho njalo kwenyabonga Ake siceleleni abantu abagulayo abasezibhedlela nabagulayo besemakhaya nabagulayo befihla asibathandazeleni uNkulunkulu abe nabo ngokuba uNkulunkulu nguye yedwa onamandla okufaka abantu enjabulweni ebakhipha enhluphekweni amandla lawo ahleli kuNkulunkulu kuphela akekho omunye umuntu futhi onawo oyabe eyayenzile esonta uyabe ecutshelwe nguNkulunkulu ngokutsho njalo abantu siyababonga abalalelayo iStudio 7 lolu hlelo lolu ngokuba lusifundisa izinto eziningi sizwa izinto zamazwe ngamazwe nathi sibe ngabantu abaphilayo ngokuzwa into zamazwe ngamazwe njalo ke bathi oJohane noPetros babesebenza straightforward babengafani namakhosi anamhlanje la akhulunywa kuthiwa umbuso uyadakana umuntu angadakwa kasayazi into ayenzayo ngokutsho njalo ke lapha sikhuluma ngezevangeli ivangeli li straightforward thandazwela umuntu aphile ame ngeenyawo aphile ehambe engophilayo efakaze etshela abantu abaningi ukuthi wasinda ngomthandazo ngokutsho njalo ake sithandazeleni abagulayo nabantwana nabasezibhedlela sibathandazele inkosi uJesu abe nabo ngoba uye yedwa onamandla ukusindisa abantu asithandazeni sonke ukuthandaza kwethu ke sonke kusinikeza amandla Nkosi siyabathandazela bonke abasemhlabeni abagulayo nabasezibhedlela nabasemakhaya sithi uNkulunkulu makabe nabo ngokutsho njalo ke sibeka nabantwana izimviyo zabantwana ngokuba babhalile abantwana amazwe namazwe babhalile bafuna ukupasa iba nabo Nkosi siyakubonga lokho egameni likaJesu waseNazareth amen raholeboga modimo molibitsong lantate lilamura lilamoya mohala kaosafeling amen
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalelanleya ngentshumayelo yakhe kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami untungamili Nkomo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo unozinti owake wabaludumo uNonjabulo Dube uthi uzwa ukudana nxa ikhumbula ithuba elamphunyukayo elokuyadlala elizweni leSouth Africa ngenxa yokuba bathi umfitshane. Uchasisa okuningi ngokuthi onozinti bengaqeqeshwa njani ukuze besebenze ngokusezingeni eliphezulu.
uDube odume kwele Zimbabwe ebambela iqembu le Hawkmine uke wadinga umsebenzi elizweni leSouth Africa ngo-2014 njalo uthi uba mfitshane kumphazamise amathuba akhe okuqhatshwa liqembu leFree State Stars ebeliqeqetshwa nguSteve Kompela.
Ye, ngangizibona ukuthi hayi kathe sinyadeserve uba kompa and isisikhathi engangihamba khona la kuma-tries amaZulu Free State Stars ngathi ngifika uFree State Stars ngangithetha ngikompela la izinto zazi-right but Kompela wathi yaitiyani ayivumi for iligue South Africa. Isisikhathi I think onyango eqalisa ukufika eSouth Africa sasisonke uma-try okuningi ngangi-exam ngotho lokhu yimi engenza but umzimba.
UDube yena ole minyaka engamashumi amathathu lesithupha 36 yokuzalwa uqale ukudlala umdlalo wenguqu emncane edlalela iqembu levula indlela juniors futhi wayedlala phakathi kwenkundla kodwa wathe siya kuqembu le-Real Stars ukuyadlala ngaphansi komqeqeshi olodumo u-Alibaba Dube. Yikho lapha ntshintsha khona waba ngunozinti.
Ngiqale ukudlala ibhora mncane sadlala kuvula indlela ngase ngithathwa ngu-Alibaba ngaya ku-Real Stars kuvula indlela ngangisadlala phakathi then one day sithe sengu-Real Stars okhipha bangabo yena abanye babetshela umbone emaphepheni badani akusibambi kwasho kwaba yikutshintsha kwami iposition from that day ngahle ngaqala ukutrena njengokhipha lapho kwaqalela khona career yami ewa ngu-goalkeeper.
Ngokuya kwesikhathi waqala ukuba unozinto othembekileyo uDube lapho athola khona indumela isikhathi edlalela iqembu le-Hawkmine kunengakukhumbulayo ngesikhathi yekuqembu le-Chikurupati lona elafika kufinali yeMbatha Diamonds Cup ngomnyaka ka-2013 kodwa lanqotshwa yi-Islanders nge-3-0. Ukhumbula kakhulu ukuncintisana lo-Ariel Sibanda baze bafika la ku-national team abantu bebuzana ukuthi ngubani oyingcitshi ngomnyaka ka-2014.
Eli footballer iyafuna udlala national team so ukubona ukuthi elakho ibizo lisiba khona lapha nokuyakutshengisa ukuthi lawo usebenza nzima khona kwakungekho lula njengamakhipha ababesuka amathimu atshiyeneyo yena u-Ariel Wyland babesithi u-blind lam kwangumayini yabe njani angi-blind so vele thina sisodwa sabe sitshela ndanyakukhulela la yethu niyawukhulela kodwa ababejaja ngabantu ababenjani bephandle njalo labantu oyakusebenza la edeyini
uDube uthi umdlalo angasoze awukhohlwe umdlalo lapho acina esebamba khona engazilungiselelanga lapho iqembu le-Hawkmine elangqikilana khona leqembu le-Dynamo se-Rufaro Stadium ngomnyaka wakhe wakuqala ku-Premier Soccer League ngo-2013.
Sasiyadlala e-Dynamo eHarare ngisuke lapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngihlezi phandle ngilisapho sifike sitshaye omaphu kahle kahle sesitshayele omaphu u-Efrem Mazaro ngoba mase sibuyela laphana sesiyatshintsha wafo wathi sesisiso ya yazi wathi esithi ngosudlala engakatshela ukhochi ngaqhupha wanje da ungabile iporadi lidlala ukuthi izinwane isem lena leli ozolidlala lapha kuphinya le endela kanye sathi iporadi iqala washe baqalisa wathi akuyazi ukuthi idango seyenda washingtonship watokhona washe walitshaya i-washingtonship athi kubamba 1v1 nahle ngale ngaphele le 1-0.
UDube uthe okunye okwancedayo ukudlala labadlali abalesipiliyoni okuyiba bamncedayo lasemdlalweni lapho kwakungani udlise khona njengomdlalo wabawudlala le-ZPC Caribe.
Umuntu watshaya ibhora mina ngangitshela liphandle ngathi ndithena ngangicela ibhora kubo bolbol ngalithola linjani isenethi lakhi ngangidlala lama-seasoned players we-Bediki Gilbert Banda mina Timbera babona nje lidobo sijikele sento sewuhlohlile yikho khona kusatshintshe ungakhangeli phansi and the game I think sayiwina 3-1.
UDube uthi onozinti kumele baphiwe isikhathi lesineke ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lenelise ukubavuna sebekuzinga eliphezulu. Uthi njengesiphuzo sewayini onozinti bavuthwa ngokukhula besentubeni beze bebe ngocwebesha. Okwamanje uDube uqeqesha onozinti beqembu leZimbabwe Saints elidlala kuzifa Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League uzihlalela lomdeni wakhe elokitshini lemganwini kobulawayo njalo labantwana ababili imele Studio 7 kobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abeZimbabwe lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso kamnumzana Donald Trump uza kuba lomthelela bani. Sizwe ezigoqela ezokholo ezabatsha lezamasiko kuwona lo umsakazo. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Abangenelisanga ukulalela uhlelo lwethu lilakho kuya ebulenjini kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Walivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibane njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lila